Hey, Chicks in the Office listeners, you can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
This is State of Emergency.
What's up, everyone? It's Chicks in the Office with Rhea and Fran, giving you that Friday energy on a Thursday. This podcast is presented to you by Franzia, our favorite wine, and especially our favorite wine to drink this summer. Unfortunately, guys, the summer is coming to an end. It's still the middle of August, but it's catching up, which means you gotta catch up on that wine drinking. Go get that Franzia, go get that 6.5 bottles and chug it. Maybe not chug it, drink it responsibly, actually. They would advise you not to chug it. They want you to drink it responsibly, and so do we. But like we talked about each podcast, you know, you go to the store, you're like, I'm picking up a bottle of wine or two. Get your favorite. Mine's Pinot Grigio, nice white wine, or sometimes I like a red. Depends on my mood. But usually I'm a Pinot Grigio gets me drunk. Anyways, you're like, I'm picking up a bottle or two. And then you realize I ran out. One or two was not enough. I'm thirsty. This did not fulfill me. With Franzia, that doesn't happen. There's 6.5 bottles in each box, and you will never run out. And they have all different types of wine. So whatever is your choice of wine, you can get it.
It's perfect for families. Say you're home. You've been quarantined with your parents or what you siblings, whatever it is. You can get one box of Franzia, and it takes care of the whole family. It's perfect. Everybody. There's varieties for everyone. Everyone can pick and choose. And the juice boxes for the beach. I know we call them juice boxes. They're not. They're wine. They're you know, rosé. You can just take a little looks like a little baby milk carton. Just
put I had a dream about the juice boxes.
Really?
They were like actual juice boxes, like with little straws and everything.
I mean, I put a straw in that bad boy and you are living your best life.
Right. Everyone is satisfied with Franzia. I actually saw a TikTok about Franzia the other day. Somebody said that this guy posted this TikTok and was like, people always raved about my wife's sangria. They wanted to know like how she made it, this, that, the other thing. And it was just Franzia. Like that's all it was. It was just Franzia. So go get it. Tag us in your stories. We'll keep posting you guys. Fran, how are you doing on this lovely Wednesday afternoon? It's 5 p.m. It's August 12th.
I'm doing well, Rhea. Thank you. Sometimes I forget like the day of the week and the month and the day, you know, until we do this show. And I'm like, yes, Wednesday, August
12th. Yes. Okay,
great. Amazing. I don't know. You know what? Like every time we've done this show since Noah said we're in the dog days of summer, that's all I think about when we, like, yep. Every single time you ask me how I'm doing, I just want to be like, you know what, Rhea's the dog days of summer. And we're just kind of like in the heat of things. This is the time. It's mid-August. Things start to slow down. There's not too much craziness going on. It's very chill. And yeah, I mean, we've had some exciting news at work. Like Deion Sanders is now a coworker. That's cool.
Yeah, that was cool. That's like very cool. I was like really happy to like brag to my dad about that. I was like, you know, my new coworker is Deion Sanders. Uh-huh. And I was like, you know who that is? And he was like, yes, Maria, I do know who Deion Sanders is. But I just wanted to like sound cool, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. My mom was like, are people excited about this? I was like, yeah, mom, people, obviously, like, what a question. I was like, I looked at her and was like, yeah, people aren't excited about the NFL Hall of Famer coming to work with us.
Like, my dad was course. Like giving me all these statistics to learn about him. He was like, his nickname is Prime Time because he yeah. will always be on the highlight reels. A highlight reel shows the best. I'm like, Dad, I know what a highlight reel is, but thank you.
Honestly, it would be hilarious. Like the first time he's in the office and you just meet him and rattle off all the very public statistics about him and be like, I know everything about you, Mr. Prime Time.
heard they call you Prime Time. Yeah. I thought about like tweeting it, but then I saw everyone already tweeted Prime Time. I was like, I guess that really was his nickname. Like, I thought my dad was giving me some like cool info, but yeah.
Oh man. That, yeah. Like you got the inside scoop, the nickname nobody else knew about.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's very exciting. Hank's really, like, Hank is just racking up, like, the very famous people that he is now working with. A-Rod.
Deion Sanders. Big Cat. PFT.
Yeah.
Really just racking up the names. Yeah, shout out Hank, yeah. His app.
Rhea.
Yeah, you know, Rhea Chiffo, heard she's a great one. Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
How did Jenga go? I saw. I do know how Jenga went, but I'm asking.
Since people know Trent, I will talk about it.
Yeah.
Trent and I played Jenga versus PFT and Billy Football. And if you don't, because I'm sure people listen to the show that don't follow everything Barstool, PFT and Billy Football, part of my take. So we were playing against them, and Billy Football is an intern. So in my head, me and Trent have great team chemistry. Obviously, we're on equal playing fields. We are equal coworkers. They are not equal. PFT is above Billy. Everyone knows that because Billy is an intern and PFT is his boss. So I actually think up until Trent pulled the losing block, we were 100% going to win. Like, we were calm, cool, collected. There was no arguing between us. We were just giving each other subtle nods and like excitement and good jobs and very calm. And then it was inevitable. Like, it was going to fall on this, whoever pulled it. And unfortunately, Trent pulled the losing block. That's okay, though. Not going to get too mad at him, because I definitely thought it was going to be me or Billy, because I just, with my luck, I was like, I think it's going to be me. I think I'm going to embarrass myself right now. I'm going to pull the losing block. But it wasn't. It was Trent. So I actually wasn't that upset about it, because it wasn't me. It
wasn't your fault.
It wasn't my fault, but for the team's
but
sake.
The team. Yeah,
exactly.
So but you can, people can watch that. That's
Endeavor.
Let's plug Stool Streams.
Yeah. Download, play Barstool. You can watch us, play Stool Streams, all different games, Jenga, ping pong, darts. You can bet on it. It's free to bet on. There's a chance to win some money if you make the right picks. So that's really interesting. And shout out Hank. Like we talked about last podcast. So good for him. Go download, Barstool.
Yeah, once I start, like, being in the office more, I want to play some ping pong.
Yeah.
Jenga is not my game. Not my game. Ping pong, I'm a good ping pong player.
You're a good ping pong player? Love to hear that. That's exciting. I've never seen you play ping pong, but...
Like, you know how... There's few things that I'm confident in when it comes to, like, that side of work. Like, when Hank was looking for good whistlers... I was like, hand up. That's me. I'm a good whistler.
Yep.
And I was confident. I felt good about it. I feel that way about ping pong.
I'm happy to hear that. I'll pass the message along that you are a key ping pong player.
Yeah.
And then hopefully we'll see
you on Stool Streams. My whistling's probably better, but still.
Still, not that many people are great at ping pong in the office. So you probably have a leg up in that aspect. There's a fly flying around me. I hate that. I hate that. Don't you just hate that?
The worst.
I'm sorry. I'm like, I've repeated myself 5 times, but don't you just hate when a fly is flying around you? I'm just honestly
and
like,
inside.
I
how did you get in here?
He got in here because I left the door open. I know what happened, but I left the door open because of Norman. And I don't know. I've had a stressful day. I had like a complete meltdown this morning out of nowhere. It really just hit me out of nowhere.
I was
crying hysterically. Like, it was just so dramatic, and it could have been in a movie. I'm not even joking you. But now this fly is just like,
are you
okay? Oh, I'm good. I mean, it's kind of like
just having a moment.
It is what it is. Like, sometimes I despise myself, and that's really it. I feel like
that's
not.
I don't like to hear that.
No, I know, but it's like the thing is.
And neither do our listeners.
No,
everybody's
they don't.
Sad.
No. It's more just like
we love you.
Thank you. I love you too. But I get don't like talking about my emotions that much.
Yeah, you see,
like, I start making a joke out of it, and I'm like, I despise myself. Classic. But, it is actually something that, like, very much upsets me from time to time. But I also feel like that I seem very confident, like, from the outside. People are like, oh, my God, I love your confidence. And I do have confidence, but it is also paired up with, like, extreme lack of self-esteem. So it's like... my overconfidence makes up for the self-esteem issues I have. And it's kind of like goes back and forth. So I'm just trying to figure that out a little bit, trying to love myself.
This is a good step to talk about your mental health. That's always step one.
Right. It's, you know, it's not great right now. I'll admit it. It's not prime. Yeah. It's not where it should be. Mainly, I think that's one of the reasons, like, I get very down about myself. This is going to become a therapy session, but
I'm here.
I get very down about myself. Don't know why. It's just like a mixture of things. Kind of just like, you know, your own brain like gets in the way and you just like, I don't know, whatever. Yeah. And also I just like, I talked about it last time, like being stuck in my apartment in the city is just like, it's draining. And I just wish I could like travel the world or something. It sounds so cheesy, but like, it gets tiring being in this small apartment.
You don't even realize how much it is affecting like your mental health, like your mental state from just like being in the same spot. And it's very true. Like, because you can even be, you're in a good, you know, even if you're in a good situation, like you don't even realize that, and all of a sudden you're just like crying. Cause I had the same moment the other day where I like kind of picked a fight with Joe for no reason, just because like everybody knows, like I've been living with him and his mom. And like, I just had a moment where I was just like, I miss my life. Like,
yeah.
You know, I'm like, and there's nothing to complain about. It's fantastic. We've been safe. Right. We're in a good spot. Like, it's beautiful, but like, you know, it's everybody's had to make crazy adjustments. And you have your apartment, I feel like, is a great apartment, but it's slowly closing in on you
because
you haven't been able to like do stuff.
It's getting smaller and smaller and smaller by the day. Like, it just really is, because I'm just always in it. And yeah, it's one of those things that like, I feel that's what gets me like very confused, because I do feel these things about myself and I get really down about myself and I get like extreme anxiety and whatnot. And then I feel guilty about it. I'm like, you know, people have it so much worse. Like, why do I feel this way? Like, why am I getting so down? Like, I'm not allowed to be upset. And then that becomes the whole thing where I like then just block out my emotions. Cause I tell myself.
And then you get pissed at yourself.
Yeah. And then I'm like,
oh yeah.
Right. Cause I block out my emotions. Cause I'm like, no, you're not allowed to feel that way. Like, you have everything so great. Like, why do you feel that way? But then all of a sudden all comes crashing down. Like today, where I'm like, I can't take it anymore. I'm losing my mind. It's one of those things. I think this is my main issue, is that my brain never stops thinking.
You never stop
thinking. This brain is always going, and it is so annoying. I'm like, shut up. Like, I can't stop talking out loud. I also can't stop talking to my brain. Like, it is the most frustrating thing that I cannot get my brain to shut off. I tried, like, I'm not trying and giving up. Like, I started doing yoga and meditation and like writing in a journal, like just to try to get these thoughts out. But like, I'm just like, shut off for a fucking second. Like, do you want to take a breather? Because you don't ever shut off. It's like impossible for me. So I think that's like my biggest focus, is trying to get my brain to like stop. Like, I don't know what it's like to just not think about everything at once.
Yeah. You know? The first time is always right before you go to bed too. It's like,
yeah.
Like all of a sudden you're thinking about it. I've also,
and you guys know, because I text you guys like a million things at once, because my brain is like shooting out. Like, it can't, it just doesn't stop. Like, and trust me, it frustrates me. I'm sure it frustrates everyone else who has to like listen to my thoughts, but there's way more in there that I don't even let out. Like, it's just,
I know. And it's always that like late at night, it's the worst times. Then you can't sleep. And then it's just like a struggle.
Yeah. Tell me about it. Although I don't really have a problem sleeping. Like, I think I sleep too much. Like,
That's a thing too.
I do wake up earlier now because of Norman, which is good. And I like that. But, Just trying to figure it out. Trying to love myself. Trying to get my brain to stop thinking. Who knows if I'll get there, but maybe I will one day.
I hope so. on this journey with you, here to support and listen to you.
This, like, doing our show makes me feel good, because I'm like, oh, I love.
I know.
So feel good about that.
Definitely. I agree.
Happy to be here recording with you, Francesca.
That is always a bright light. Exactly. Me too, Maria.
Exactly. And what we need to do is bring a bright light to our listeners. I feel like this also, I feel like I just made everyone feel sad. I don't want to do that, guys. It's fucking Thursday, Friday energy on a Thursday. Let's get pumped up. The weekend's coming. I'm going on a nice little mini vacay, which is actually exactly what I need. And you know what? Maybe on Monday, we'll have a whole new outlook on things. Maybe, amazing. You know, we'll give that Monday motivation.
I'm actually very excited for you to take this little trip. I feel like it's going to be so nice for you to like get out and like, you know, be out of your apartment for a couple days.
Oh, it's going to be fantastic. I know it. Norman's coming along. He'll be so happy.
Oh my God. He's going to be breathing that salty sea air.
Yeah, it's what he needs. Salty sea air all the time.
Is he going to be on the beach?
Maybe. I don't know if I'm going to bring him to the beach, but
yeah, I just had a vision of him like slowly running on the beach and it just brought a tear to my eye. I don't even know if he would be able to run on the beach. His legs might be too small.
It might be like quicksand for him where his feet just sink.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He might just sink and then he's stuck.
I'd like to bring him maybe on a leash, tie it to my chair.
Yeah, I'm sure he would do it. You got to do like late. You know, like at the end of the day, the sun's setting, maybe bring him down for a little bit, you know?
Yeah. And I just love his smile when he does things that make him happy. Like he genuinely smiles. Do you think that your dog smile?
Oh yeah, for sure. Flo smiles all the time.
And you see it, you're like, she's smiling.
Oh my God. Sure. It's a full mouth grin. Full mouth grin. Murray smiles. I see Murray smiling on his Instagram all the time.
I feel like most of the time when they're panting, like they're smiling. Like
it does
happy.
Look like they're smiling.
But they are like also happy, I think.
I'm like, they're also exhausted, but hopefully happy. Like they also can't breathe.
That's what I got confused about because Norman went for his first long walk because he finally got all his shots. And he was so out of breath, but it also looked like he was smiling, so I was confused.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to go with smiling. I mean, it's a walk. I'm sure he's happy.
Yes, exactly. It's because some good exercise.
Give him an ice cube. That's what I do to Murray.
I have been giving ice cubes. I love ice cubes. Well.
Yeah. Ice cubes are a hit.
And especially since he's teething, numbs his teeth. It's all fantastic.
Good combo.
All right, guys, I think it's time to get into the topics, unless you guys have anything else to add. Fran, you have any positive vibes you want to add? Because I feel like I brought the energy down a little bit, and I'd like to bring it back up.
Positive vibes. I'm
I feel like you're just chilling. You're like, yeah.
I'm just chilling.
Hey, from week to every time we get on the podcast, I'm like, how are you? And you're like, I'm good. Like I'm waiting for you to like, because I feel like people like want to know more, obviously, about like our lives and your life. But I feel like you're just always chilling. You're like, I'm good.
It do be like that.
I love it.
I'm the happiest in the summer, like by far. That's just happy months. I know people talk about like the seasonal depression, you know, like when you can be outside in the sun and like on the beach and stuff, like the summer is just a better time of the year for me. And then, you know, we'll see come fall. I feel like I'm kind of in for a rude awakening when the summer kind of comes to an end, and obviously like we got to figure out the fall, because I just keep thinking like the fall's going to be fine, but like the fall's not going to be fine.
No.
So we'll see. But right now I really can't complain. Like I said, occasionally I like, you know, I miss being around people. Just like I've seen my friends here or there, but nothing like how it used to be, obviously. So it's just, and it's a totally different, you know, you're interacting with people in such a different way now. It's obviously less, you know, touching and all that, whatever. So I don't know. It's a different vibe, but I am with my parents now, and that always makes me happy because I don't get to see them that often. So,
yep. In a beautiful home. And just surrounded by dogs smiling. So it's nice.
Exactly.
And maybe you pick a fight with Joe out of boredom, but it keeps things alive. So
yeah. You know, can't be happy all the time.
No. It is what it is. All right, let's get into the topics for today's podcast. We will obviously be talking about season 3 of Selling Sunset and all the drama that is going down with Chrishell and Justin Hartley. Do I wish Justin Hartley told us about this when he came on our show? Yes, I do. I really do. I wish he told us he was divorced, but it is what it is. We also have an update on Kristen Cavallari and Stephen Colletti's relationship. Kim and Kanye went on a make or break vacation to save their marriage. Claire Crawley was spotted at the resort in Palm Springs where they're filming The Bachelorette. And Joey King was on the cover of Cosmo, and she talks a little bit about her relationship with Jacob Elordi. So let's get into it, starting off with Selling Sunset. Tired of watching the same silky, so much volume, these commercials with these women, they have these, their hair looks amazing and they all use the same shampoo and conditioner, and it's like, is my hair the same as their hair? It's probably not, which means you should actually try customizable shampoo and conditioner like Function of Beauty, which is way, way better. Function of Beauty is hair care that is formulated specifically for you. No matter your hair type, they create shampoo, conditioner, and treatments to fit your unique needs. How unique? Function of Beauty has over 54 trillion possible ingredient combinations to make sure your formula is as unique as you. I love Function of Beauty because you just fill out this quiz. It's super, super easy. You tell them a little bit about your hair, and then the Function of Beauty team determines the right blend of ingredients, and then they bottle your custom formula to order. They deliver your personalized formula right to your door in a cute customized bottle with your favorite color and fragrance, and they even print your name on the side. So I have, I believe, purple shampoo, blue conditioner, and it says Francesca on the side. It smells like flowers. It's a beautiful scent. And it's great because it's really, you're really getting hair products for your need. Like my hair dries wavy. It gets a little dry sometimes, maybe a little frizzy. These are things that you fill out. You tell Function of Beauty and they handle it all for you. Their formulas are vegan and cruelty free. They never use sulfates, parabens, or any other harmful ingredients. And Function of Beauty is not just the first ever custom hair care brand. It's the internet's top rated customized hair care brand with over 40,000 real 5-star reviews and counting. Not only do they have great shampoo and conditioner, I love their other products as well. They have a leave-in conditioner that makes my hair feel phenomenal. It keeps the ends looking healthy, and a hair serum for flyaways, things like that. Also a treatment mask if you're looking for some deep conditioning. All those things are amazing. I love all those products. So what are you waiting for? Go to functionofbeauty.com/CITO to take your 4-part hair profile quiz and save 20% off on your first order. Go to functionofbeauty.com/CITO for 20% off and to let them know you heard it from our show. That's functionofbeauty.com/CITO. Season 3 of Selling Sunset was released last week on Netflix. Obviously, we've seen all 3 seasons at this point, so we're really excited to break it down. But the main focus of Season 3 and the drama that's going on right now is about Chrishell and Justin Hartley getting a divorce. As we saw on Season 3 of Selling Sunset, apparently Justin Hartley told her that he filed for a divorce over text message, and they had, you know, a fight, and she thought that it was like any other fight where they'd get over it and come out on the other side. But this time it wasn't like that. He actually filed for divorce and blindsided her. But now there are so many different moving parts to this story. We're having friends of Justin Hartley speak up. We're having Sheena Shea from Vanderpump Rules jump in now. So there's a lot going on.
I know. And it is annoying because watching the season, once it got to that point, and Davina and Christine were like, oh, well, you know, there's two sides to every story and who knows what Justin thinks. And in the moment watching it, it was so fucking annoying. It was like, okay, you guys are so rude. She's literally sitting directly in front of you. She just got divorced. Like, why are you not taking her side? And it was like kind of what Mary was saying. Like, we're friends with Chrishell, not Justin. So like, we take her side, not his. And it was kind of insane with that situation. But I don't know, like, you watch it and then now you read all these stories in the tabloids and whatever, and it seems like there's more going on. Regardless, I do think he blindsided her. Like, they might have been fighting and she might have just thought that they were like gonna work it out and he was just over it and just like, you know, he had been thinking about divorce for a long time. And he just pulled the plug and she just had no idea because you can't really lie about being blindsided.
Exactly. And I feel like something to point out is during this season, nothing really happened until the end. And yeah. When we got to the final episode, I thought that we were just getting to like the middle of the season and there was going to be more because I binged it. So I didn't really pay attention to what episode I was on.
It took one day. It took four hours.
Yeah, it took 4 hours. So by the time the 4 hours ended, I was like, wait, that was the last episode. The drama just started. Like, what happened? So that kind of confused me. So I feel like there's really no point to talk about what happened in the beginning of the season because there was nothing. It all was basically focused on what was happening with Chrishell and Justin after like the third or fourth episode.
Right.
Davina?
I'm trying to think of what was even happening at the beginning. Christine and Mary. Christine's got to be so pissed that this season like didn't revolve around her wedding.
Oh, I know. And I also, I'm like, wait, do I like Christine now? Because I didn't see her as much. Like, I'm confused.
Yeah. But, yeah.
As for Davina, I can't stand her. She is, somebody asked me, list your favorite characters from favorite to least. She is dead last. It is not dead even last. Close. I can't stand her. Like, it's been a while since I've watched somebody on a reality TV show that I actually really hate and can't find anything to like about them. And Davina has fulfilled that spot because I think that she is just a terrible friend. And no matter what, even if Chrishell was wrong in this divorce, right? You're one of my best friends, Fran. If you and Joe were married, okay?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you're getting a divorce and you did something wrong and you came to me and you were like, I fucked up. Yeah. I'm still going to have your back. Like, I'm not going to be like, I'm on Joe's side now. Like, I would just be like, you're one of my best friends. Like,
right. That's like just how friendship works.
Like, I'm having your back. Yes, I will tell you to your face you did something wrong, but I don't even care what he has to say at this point because you're my friend and I'm going to have your back because I'm sure he did something too. Right. Davina was just like, yeah, there's probably more to the story. To Chrishell's face. And it's like, okay, you can think there's more to the story because there always is more to the story. But when it's your friend, you don't say that to their face while you're at a wedding and she doesn't even want to talk about this right now.
Yeah.
So now you're making her feel bad, making her seem like she's lying, which they always do. They always make Chrishell seem like she's lying and that she's two-faced and whatever. And I do think, you know, Chrishell is, I think, my favorite on the show, but I also think that there are some things about Chrishell that I think is a little shady. I don't think anybody could be that nice and smiley all the time. Like, I think that is fake.
Well, I think she cares too much about how people see her, you know, which is fair because everybody does that. But I feel like their relationship just became something so crazy after Justin's career, like, really took off. And that either made Chrishell, like, feel like she was now kind of just like attached to him as kind of, you know, underneath him. Like, they used to be kind of on the same playing field career wise. And then, you know, his took off. And so maybe it created some kind of weird balance between them where she all of a sudden felt the need to be like Justin Hartley's wife, you know, instead of like herself.
Right. And I think this leads us into talking about what happened with Sheena Shea, which is Sheena Shea had Christine on her podcast and they started talking about Chrishell and Justin because Sheena was friends with Chrishell and Justin when Sheena was with her ex.
Yeah.
I forget. Why am I blanking on his name right now?
Shay. Matt. Mike?
Matt. Michael? Sheena's. Why am I blanking on his name? That's so weird.
I think it's Sheena's, Mike.
Michael Shay. Okay. All right. Yeah. I had a feeling. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So they were all, I guess, friends. And there's a lot to pick out of the story because in some ways Sheena's right, in some way Kershaw is right. Sheena says that they were all friends at one point. They would hang out together. Justin even showed them the pilot to This Is Us. And then something happened with Justin's dog where Sheena reached out to him over DM to get his address because she wanted to send something for Justin and Kershaw. And then this was also around the same time that Sheena had split from her ex-husband. So she also mentioned she had a new boyfriend and said that she would want to go on like a double date or something with Justin and Kershaw and her new boyfriend. What confused me was the fact that Sheena mentioned how good of friends they were and then also mentioned how not good of friends. You know what I mean? Like, she went back and forth. Yeah. She was like, we were good friends. And then all of a sudden it switched to, you know, we weren't that close. Like, I needed to DM.
I totally take that with a grain of salt.
Because, like, if you're good friends, then you have his number. You know the address.
Right.
Like,
you know where he lives. Yeah, yeah.
Text or call. Right. I'm confused about the story here. So I do think where Sheena said about Kershaw getting a little jealous about Justin getting all of this fame and, like, you know, she's no longer Kershaw that was on the soap opera. She's now Justin Hartley's wife. I do think that is real. I think that is, you know, something that Kershaw probably struggled with. I think that any of us would struggle with it. I think if you are an actress and also an aspiring actress and you want to continue to do that and it's not working out, so then you get into real estate, but then your husband all of a sudden gets on a hit TV show like This Is Us, right, which is a huge TV show.
And who knows how much that inflated his ego.
Exactly. He could have been acting differently too.
Yeah.
I think then, yeah, of course, like, I would, you know, I would be upset too, like, as somebody who would want to be on TV and then all of a sudden my husband is on TV, then I'm going to be like, oh yeah, damn, like, I wish I was on TV. So I think it affected them both in different ways. I think Justin Hartley probably, like you said, got a big ego and maybe had been like fooling around or whatever it was? Definitely.
Right. And it's funny because, like, I feel like we, from interviewing him one time, have like this same amount of knowledge of him that like Christine and Davina have. Like, sitting at that table, they were like, he was charming and nice and like whatever. And it's like, okay, that's, you met him one time. Like, we interviewed him one time. He was also nice and charming and kind. Right. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that doesn't mean you actually know the person. Like,
yeah. He's not going to be an asshole to you the first time you meet him.
Like, it's such a horrible way to try and like defend why you're like trying to defend Justin's side, to be like, well, we met one time and he was really nice. Well, I mean, now he's a massive television star, like, and you're on his wife's television show. Like, he's not going to be a dick to you. It's, I don't know. And you know what I also really didn't like, and I know people don't like Heather, but Christine and Davina picking on Heather, I was very glad Heather like stood up for herself and like told them to like go fuck themselves. They were being so rude. I just feel like it's, comes from pure jealousy. Davina is so far up Christine's ass that it's like she can't have, like, anything Christine says, Davina's like, huh, yeah, what Christine said. Like, it's just, it's so ridiculous. And obviously, like, people call the paparazzi on themselves. Like, that, we are very well aware that that's a thing. But that doesn't happen all the time. Like, if Us Weekly is writing an article based on Heather's Instagram post, she didn't call to have that interview. So, like, she didn't call to have that article written.
Right. I agree. I think that Heather was probably just put in a tough position. Like, I think that they would have asked anybody those questions. Like, Kershaw was saying that they were reaching out to anybody. And I just...
Oh, my God. If we interviewed Heather at that time, we would have asked.
100%. 100%. Yeah. That's like when we asked Demi about Colton and Cassie. It's like, that's what people do when they're interviewing. Right. So it is what it is. I just can't take Davina. I think that she is a terrible friend. I think that she is always stirring up trouble. I think that she's a snake, as Mary's husband would put it.
I liked Romaine a lot better this season.
Yeah.
Maybe it was because we saw him less.
Saw a lot less of Romaine.
And like but it was good. Like at the end when he called her a snake in his little French accent, it was spot on. I think Davina's also the youngest girl on the show.
What? I would have thought she's the oldest by far.
I saw a tweet saying that she is like the youngest one. I gotta confirm. We'll see.
Sorry, Norman's barking because the doorbell rang.
Oh my god! Apparently, she's only 30.
Yikes! I mean, okay, I don't want to shit on her in that way, but I would definitely say that she does come across a lot older.
I would have guessed she was the oldest one. I mean, they're all like beautiful and obvious. I mean, they talk about it like it's LA. They have clearly all gotten work done. They had a freaking burgers and Botox party to for a house. Like, but I think people, you know, everybody talks about it because everybody freaked the fuck out when they found out Amanza was 43.
Like, okay, that is shocking. I definitely would have thought that Davina's older than Amanza. Also,
yeah, Amanza 13 years older than her.
Hank absolutely hated the show, especially the burger and Botox party. Like he could he could not have been more disgusted at what I was watching. He was like, I can't take these fake girls. He's like, what is this? Like he was getting so mad.
LA, and
I was like, listen, you don't have to watch it. Like I could shut it off. And he was like, I'll do one more episode, but that's it. And then I shut it off and I did not make him watch anymore because he couldn't fathom what he was seeing. He was like, I don't get it. I was just like,
yeah,
listen, this is not a world that we're in. So
no, you know what? I also realized that, which is, I mean, people are going to be like, Fran, you idiot. Obviously I did not realize until I Googled the guy because the name looked familiar. Like when the credits ran that the executive producer is, the guy who did Laguna Beach and The Hills, like it's Adam DeVello, I think his name is. And then when I realized that, I was like, oh, that makes so, it's like totally the same format.
Yeah.
The same editing, it's the same cuts, it's the same slow-mo dramatic moments, like, which, and totally obviously makes sense because that's exactly the kind of show that it is. You know what? I also didn't like how Short King 1 and Short King 2 were treating some of the ladies this season. I feel like they were a little bit more rude. They talked down to them a little bit. As much as Davina is annoying, like I thought they were kind of mean to her. And Mary totally gets more work.
Yeah, I didn't like that at all. And I do think, you know, I don't want to say that she gets more work because that she was dating Jason, because she probably is very good at her job, and I don't want to discredit her because I'm sure that she is an amazing real estate person. But there is some kind of the way that they film the show, they do make it seem like they are still close and have a weird relationship. The way that they like film them from afar, her at his desk and stuff like that. So I do think that they probably play that up for the show, but if I were the girls, I probably would be thinking the same thing.
Definitely. Definitely. And it's just, the other thing that I wanted to say was, I forget. Oh, Amanza. I feel like I didn't realize Amanza's whole story is wild. Like, obviously she talked about having to speak about her personal life on TV and she, you know, she's like, they've so much of my life. It was like impossible not to talk about it. But her ex-husband straight up like went missing and is still like nowhere to be found. Like he just up and left, and she can't get in contact with his family. His friends have no idea where he is. Like really wild story.
Yeah. I thought that was crazy as well. And it's also like not what I was used to seeing on Selling Sunset, because when that conversation started happening, I was like
that was real. Like so much just like fake shit, and that was real shit.
I was like, wait, this just turned into a whole different show. Yeah. So that was crazy to see. I like Amanza.
Me too.
She's definitely up there with my favorites of the group, because, you know, there's not many of them and they're not all fantastic. Like, they all have their flaws, mm-hmm. but she's definitely up there.
Yeah, I agree. I was a little surprised to see Karamo on, like, the mean girl side. I feel like Karamo and all of his, I don't know, like, everything he preaches on Queer Eye is that is confidence and all that stuff. And of course, I mean, those girls obviously have what appears to be a ton of confidence, but it's clear, like, this season was very divided between, like, Mary, Chriselle, and Amanza, and, like, Christine, Davina, and Heather. And then, like, I feel like Maya was kind of a floater.
Maya is always floating in the middle somewhere. Yeah. I do feel like...
Love Maya.
With Christine, I feel like she probably does make good relationships outside of the show. I think that she probably tones down whatever it is. And maybe she's, like, a lovable idiot where people are like, oh, okay, she's, like, very extra and over the top and, like, says silly things. But if you're friends with her, maybe you get to know her and love her and whatever it is. Davina, don't want her in my life. Don't want her as a friend. I can never see, like, I just can't see it. Heather, kind of the same thing as Christine. Like, Heather is way less extra than Christine. She's kind of just going with the flow. She's with Tark. She's doing her thing, whatever it is. But I'm way more, like, on Chriselle, Amanza, and Mary's side. Like, I just feel like they're way more realistic and, like, real people, whereas the other
and
ones
like,
are,
like, they feel
way
like
more
actually
drama
real
filled.
Friends.
Right, exactly.
They feel like real friends. What did you think of Christine's wedding? Obviously, like, I feel like she was mad she didn't get that much. I feel like the wedding, it got, like, a little bit of the show. But the whole thing was wild.
I thought it was
the black
wild.
Dress.
Yeah, I thought that was very interesting coming from Christine. It's actually something I wasn't expecting. I thought that she would definitely want to be wearing white and have everyone else, no, you can't wear white. Like, that's kind of the attitude I would expect her to have, which is why I'm thinking there's probably more to her than that we're seeing on the show, because I would not have expected that. So I thought that was, like, different, not really my style. I thought about it for a second. I was like, huh, black. I like black. Would I want to wear a black dress? Yeah. And I was like, no, like, I don't want that. I don't want a bloody cake. Like, I think that she's just very over the top, and she did it in a way that she likes. I can't believe that she got married to this guy, but it is what it is.
Yeah, totally. I feel like it just goes with what we said about Christine when we talked about the first two seasons. Like, she is a role player. Like, she definitely knows her role on the show and knows, like, that she's good at stirring shit up and creating drama and getting people talking and whatnot. And her Instagram is wild. Just, like, her Instagram is just, like, all these insane beautiful glamour shots for, like, different modeling shoots, and, like, some are really cool, some are really weird. It's exactly what I thought Christine's Instagram would look like.
I'm gonna have to check it out. I will, because I didn't want to spoil anything for myself, so I didn't follow any of them, but now that I saw season 3, I will now follow them.
Definitely.
Not Davina though, but I'll follow Christine and the other ones.
Everybody else. And to close, the $75 million house is still on the market. It's on the Oppenheim website. Staring at the blank page before you, open up the dirty window, let the sun illuminate the words that you could not find, reaching for something in the distance, so close you can almost taste it. Release your inhibitions, feel the rain on your skin. No one else can feel it for you, only you can let it in. No one else, no one else can speak the words on your lips. Put yourself in words unspoken, live your life with arms wide open. Today is where your book begins, the rest is still unwritten.
So we have a quick update on Kristen Cavallari and Stephen Colletti. So quick. It's going to be super fast. Yep. They posted a picture on Instagram. Obviously, Kristen was sitting on Stephen's lap. Everyone was like, oh my God, are they reuniting? What is it? Sources told Us Weekly that's not happening. They're not dating. Kristen is focusing on her work, blah, 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 blah. Classic stuff that we expected.
Yep, that's exactly what we had thought. Posted the picture to kind of stir shit up, get people talking, make sure everybody, you know, remembers Kristen for who she is. Like, I feel like maybe Kristen was kind of tired of all the Jay headlines and the divorce headlines and kind of being like the ex-wife of Jay Cutler. And she's like, let's not forget who she is and where she came from. Here's a bomb picture of me and Stephen Colletti to get everybody freaking out. But that's it. They're just friends. And that's all we have to say about that.
And that wraps up the Kristen Cavallari and Stephen Colletti segment.
I'm not loving you, way I wanted to, what I had to do, had to run from you, I'm in love with you, but the vibe is wrong, and it haunted me, all the way home, so you never know, never, never know, never know enough, till it's over love, till we lose control.
As we all know, Kim and Kanye have been struggling the past few weeks. You know, a lot was going on with Kanye, and we were seeing pictures of them out together that honestly, like, I know it's paparazzi and it is what it is and they catch them at crazy times, but it really felt like we were invading their privacy when photos of them were released of Kim crying in the car with Kanye. And it got really real and it got sad. And everyone was wondering what is happening with Kim and Kanye's relationship. Well, the update is that they went on a make or break vacation to save their marriage and to spend time with the kids. And from what it seems like, it went well.
Yeah. We kind of took a little break from talking about the situation just because we felt like it was so much happening at once. And like, clearly they were trying to figure this out on their own, but it appears that it went well. A source told E! That Kanye is doing better and things have calmed down. They reunited, they went on this trip together, and that being with the kids and family has been very good for them. This source also said that Kim is being patient with Kanye. They are keeping things light and fun for the kids and trying not to focus too much on the past or the future. They are enjoying this vacation time and being together in the moment. Obviously, Kanye has still been active on social media. He's still tweeting, but they have a little bit more of a positive note. I mean, he went from calling Kris Jenner Kris Jong-un to saying that Kris Jenner makes a bomb playlist. So... it seems like maybe, you know, things are hopefully going well and they're figuring it out. And I give a lot of credit to Kim Kardashian. I know people will say what they will about Kim, but she clearly loves her and cares about her family very, very much. And they're putting in the work to figure it out. I'm not really sure if Kanye still thinks he's running for president. He continues to tweet like Kanye 2020 vision merch. But that's TBD.
Yeah, I would say the same, like, about Kim being just, I feel like people expect the Kardashians to blow up everything and they're always like, oh, this is obviously going to be like a part of their TV show and social media and whatever. But we really didn't see much from Kim or Kris about the situation because obviously Kanye was really going through it. I do like wish for their happiness and wish that they work it out together. But I am thinking about how they will act once they get back from vacation, because being on vacation is so different than actually living in a home together and living your day-to-day life. Like when quarantine was just starting, we heard rumors that they weren't even living on the same side of the house. So it was like, if that's not going to work, then how is it going to work? But I think maybe they just needed to have some good times together again to remember the good times that they had and then go back to the house and work on it there. But I do hope that it works out in the house, because like I'm saying, vacation is a whole other story. Problems don't exist on vacation. Like Kanye once said, how are you going to be mad on vacation? That's his own quote. So of course, they're not going to be mad on vacation. But when they get back, the problems, they come back. They're in your house. You're living together. You're living in the same home. So I hope they can figure it out for the sake of their family, for the kids, for the sake of like the Kardashians' privacy, I guess, because Kanye knows everything. And if they get a divorce and things go really south, I think a lot of secrets are going to be revealed, because as we all know, he doesn't hold back once he gets on Twitter. He really just lets things fly.
Absolutely. And like you said, vacation, totally different thing. I feel like they took the first step in just trying to be united as a family and then work through other issues. Like, this source had also said that Kim and Kanye haven't discussed anything political while spending the week together as a family. Kim didn't want to rock the boat and argue with Kanye because the trip is all about the kids. They also would never argue in front of them. So they have this peaceful trip. It's great. And then obviously, hopefully when they get home, Kim and Kanye have plenty of other things to work through. But having that family time is great, if anything, like, just for the sake of the kids, you know?
Right. And then when they get home, the nannies could watch the kids and then they could fight.
Exactly.
Things can go back to normal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know you'd like to thank you. Shit don't stay, but lean a little bit closer. See, roses really smell like boo boo boo. Yeah, roses really smell like boo boo boo. Yeah, I know you'd like to thank you. Shit don't stay.
Now's the time to get your student loan payments under control. You could be saving by refinancing your student loans with Earnest. If you've been making the same monthly payment on your student loans for the last couple of years, odds are you could reduce your payment and save by refinancing with Earnest, like I said. Even if you've refinanced before, with today's low rate environment, most people could save by refinancing again. Checking your new rate is fast and easy. To start, complete a few questions online, and it only takes 2 minutes, so it's really easy. I know people get annoyed when they're like, oh, I gotta fill something out. Really quick, 2 minutes, like I said. Then you'll get a personalized rate estimate without affecting your credit score. Do you wanna change your monthly payment, combine many loans into one easy payment, or get a better rate? Earnest makes it easy. Plus, there are no fees. And also, the internet loves Earnest's customer service. They're rated a 9.4 out of 10 on Trustpilot. So right now, you can get $100 cash bonus when you refinance a student loan with earnest.com/chicks. Once again, you get $100 cash bonus when you refinance your student loan at earnest.com/chicks. Not available in all states. Visit earnest.com/chicks for more details. Terms and conditions apply. Earnest student loan refinance loans are made by Earnest Operations LLC, NMLS 124917, California Financing Law, license number 6054788303, Second Suite, 401 North San Francisco, California 94107. Visit earnest.com/licenses for a full list of licensed states.
Little Bachelorette update. I know that, you know, we're all kind of craving information. Like I said to Rhea, like, this season just needs to start. We need something. Everybody's so freaking bad. Out. Yeah, everybody's freaking out over the littlest things. This time, Entertainment Tonight got a photo of Claire. She's at the resort that they're filming The Bachelorette. So it appears that she is still there, or maybe she hasn't left. They wrote, it's unclear whether Claire has returned to the resort or if she simply never left the compound, even after the news of Adam's replacing her leaked, Tayshia. So they had also, you know, said that they had learned on August 3rd that her time as the Bachelorette came to an end, but filming did not stop. And a source told ET that producers are always embracing twist turns in a new story that, quote, anything can happen. In the photos, she's seen on her own with her own dog and also with the man and a woman. It's unclear if they're both show crew or if the man is a contestant. The pictures were taken on, Tuesday. So she's there. She's still there. Did she come back? Has she been there this whole time? We don't know. We're just going to have to wait and see. There's been so many crazy rumors circulating. So many crazy rumors. It's hard to find out, like, what's real and what's not.
Bottom line is, and I don't have much to add to this, is just that we fucking need the show to air.
Yeah.
We need it more than anything because
so badly.
We need some serotonin in our lives. And with The Bachelorette, I was going to say The Bachelor, but The Bachelorette comes that. Monday, Tuesday night, whatever it is, if football's happening, it's going to be Tuesday nights. We need it in our lives. I need to be live tweeting. I need a sense of community. I need the show to get back on air. I don't care what fucking happens on the show. Is it Claire? Is it Tayshia? Is it fucking Becca because her and Garrett are maybe broken up? Doesn't matter to me. Just put the show on air as soon as possible.
I know. I'm with you because, and I also think Dancing with the Stars is supposed to be back as well. I don't know if that's going to be, if that's Mondays or two. I don't know. I don't know what the situation is, but I need both of those shows.
Whatever the day is, so whatever. I don't care what day. Just put it on fucking TV, please.
I know.
Just give us something.
I know. Like there was a crazy rumor that went viral of that Hannah Ann and Becca were both there because they were making a panel of bachelorettes that they were going to do some wild paradise-esque bachelorette situation with a bunch of dudes, but then like four bachelorettes. That seemed ridiculous, and I feel like there was, I don't know, I feel like people are grasping for anything here, that those tweets were posted on Bachelor Instagram accounts, and then it spread, and it spread, and it spread, and people were like, did you see those tweets? And I went to look at the Twitter account that tweeted, it was like the suitcase guy or that suitcase guy or something, and they had like 130 followers. It seems like this guy maybe went on a rant, made some crazy shit up. People freaked out. Good for him. Got a lot of attention. I had a friend ask me if the tweets were from Trent. Trent is the luggage guy, not to be confused with the suitcase guy. I don't know who that guy is, but he's not Trent.
I was pissed when I saw suitcase guy. I was like, first of all, suitcase guy doesn't exist. It's the luggage guy. And luggage his name guy is Trent. So get the fuck out of here, suitcase guy. I'm sorry. I'm just
100%.
I'm getting fired up because I didn't realize how much I missed the show and needed it in my life. And it's been too long. It's been way too long. We've gone many months.
Yeah. I brought her to the dark side.
You have. And I feel like I am addicted to this drug called The Bachelor, and I'm itching for more. Like I'm going through a withdrawal and I need it.
Yeah, and it doesn't help that all of this drama has gone down. I saw a headline the other day, too, that they said allegedly producers were totally willing to, like, let Claire go. You know, who knows? We'll see how it all plays out. But, I mean, I hope at this point we're, like, a month away, maybe. I would think mid-September-ish, I hope.
I'm hoping for mid-September.
Yeah,
Not go further than that. Let's say mid-September.
I'm not.
At the latest.
Rob Mills, you listening to us? We want mid-September.
Rob Mills, you better fucking contact us. It's been too long.
Something in you lit up heaven in me. The feeling won't let me sleep. 'Cause I'm lost in the way you move, the way you feel.
Joey King is on the cover of Cosmo magazine, and she looks so good. First of all, just want to get that out of the way. The pictures are absolutely stunning. Nabria's nodding her head. Yes, she agrees. The pictures are absolutely stunning. She looks great.
Joey got spicy with it.
She did get spicy with it, and I love it. She also, like, I also feel for her because it's very clear that when she's going to be doing interviews about the kissing booth, it's almost inevitable that she's going to be asked about filming this movie with her ex-boyfriend. It's inevitable. And I think she knows that because apparently, you know, I'm reading the article that before the interviewer even got the question out about Jacob, she just said, ask it. I don't give a shit. Like, she knew it was coming. And there wasn't too much to say about it. And obviously, like, I don't know. I love her and I love her answer for this because I wish she would give us more information. But, I mean, it's her personal life. So what can you do? But she has said, no one's thinking to themselves, that was easy, because it wasn't. I'm sure people will analyze every movement and every detail. And you know what? Let them. But at the end of the day, I was just thrilled to play Elle Evans again. And then she said, there's so much I want to say. What's the most correct way to go about this? Elle Evans needs her Noah Flynn. And whatever that means for my personal life, I'll do anything to make sure the story of my character, who I care about so much, is complete. And that's why Joey King is just the best. She's just a dedicated actress, dedicated to her craft. She loves this character so much. And if she's got to make out with her super hot ex-boyfriend, so be it.
That must be so hard, though. Like,
I know.
Because how
and now
do
she's
not...
being asked about it endlessly.
Right. And how do you not develop those feelings again? Especially because you may have not gotten over them in the first place. It seemed like they dated for a while and it wasn't that long ago that they broke up. I mean, they did break up, you know, months ago, and he's dating Zendaya now, but there's still some underlying feelings there. They don't just immediately go away. You still have that, you know, feeling deep inside. And then especially when you're filming and then you're spending so much time together and you're making out and you're doing sex scenes, it's like, okay, well, now we're basically just rehooking up, like,
oh,
hooking up with your ex, but like for a movie. And totally. I'm sure that they had some deep conversations behind the scenes. I'm sure that they had to go through a lot to get to where they were. I'm sure things were not easy, especially for Joey, because listen, I'm sure it was hard for Jacob as well, because obviously he has a new girlfriend, which is Zendaya. But I think that it's probably even harder for Joey, who has to see him with Zendaya and know he's with Zendaya, because Zendaya is a fucking queen as well. And like, yeah, you know, she's fucking Zendaya.
Jacob and Zendaya are still together?
Yeah, I do. I feel like they're very private people. I feel like we haven't seen Zendaya, and I feel like we haven't seen Jacob. And I feel like if they were dating or not dating, we wouldn't know. Like we knew that they were dating because we saw them out.
Right.
But
I wonder
if he's in LA.
Yeah, I wonder if he's in LA or if he went back like home.
Who knows? I feel like he's super private. He doesn't seem like he really likes talking about his life. He doesn't like that people like make him out to be some sex god. Like, he doesn't appreciate those things either. So I feel like he's like not who we think he is in real life. You know what I mean? Like, everyone expects Noah Flynn, but he's Jacob Elordi. It's two totally different people.
For sure.
And so I think that it was definitely probably hard for both of them in different ways. Joey has to think about how he's with Zendaya now. Jacob has to worry about Zendaya's feelings while filming with his ex-girlfriend. That's probably not easy. So I give them both a lot of credit for doing both of those movies while also being exes. And people have done it before. I mean, Sophia Bush and Chad Michael Murray. Yep.
Yeah. You definitely can do it, but it's so crazy because I try and relate it to real life, my own life, where if I was forced,
Seth Cohen and Summer. Sorry, I just wanted to
right.
That
yes, like if I was forced to make out with an ex-boyfriend that I hate, there was a lot of hate being thrown around that they hated each other. I don't know about that, but if it was someone that you know, whatever, maybe it didn't end so great. You've had your issues, and then you have to make out with that person multiple times. Regardless of how your feelings are towards them, you leave that kiss being like, damn, do I like him again?
Right, because I was going to say, don't you think there's something about hate turning into passion of any sort?
Yes.
Like, if you hate your ex-boyfriend, but then you passionately make out with them like you hate them, it then turns into them you liking them. Like, if you're going 100%. To be put in that position, the passion is there, either if it's love or hate. It's probably a mixture of both. They're gonna get turned on a little bit. They probably have to fight through some things. Like, do we like each other again? Like, what is this?
For sure.
But they're very private, so I don't think we'll ever know the full story.
Yeah, definitely. She was on Howard Stern, and I haven't listened to the whole thing, which I really do want.
Noah can tell you about it. Noah, what did you see about Joey and Howard Stern?
Did you listen to Joe?
I listened to part of it. But basically, she was saying, the main thing I got from it was that he gave her permission to tweet that.
to tweet the that yeah
yeah and then that she took it down.
She also explained that she deleted the tweet because of the wording and not because
she took it down because people told her that she's not allowed to say cap, and she said capping.
Right.
So that's why she took it down.
Got it. And that, so she took it down for that reason, not because, and she had thought she was just using it in a way that's saying like, oh, Jacob's lying. But then she had realized that was something that she can't use. So she deleted it, but she did say that she asked Jacob permission first to tweet it, which is interesting. Like, did she text him? Like, hey, I'm going to call you out on Twitter for not actually watching the movie. And he was like, go for it. Like, you know, what was that? I wish I knew more. I just wish I knew more. I have so many questions. I'm way too involved in these two lives. I'm so sorry. I apologize to them because I'm the person that they hate. Like Jacob has publicly said so many times, like, I don't get why these crazy people care about my life so much. And it's me. So I apologize. Again, I've apologized about this before. I'll apologize about it again.
Friend, this is your safe place. This is your show. You don't have to apologize.
I know. I'm still going to care. It's not going to stop me from caring. I'm just, you know, I feel bad that they really hate it, but I'm still not going to stop.
All right, that wraps up today's episode of Chicks in the Office. We hope you guys have a great weekend. Get that Franzia, tag us in those stories, and we'll talk to you guys on Monday. 2 minutes.